This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Rolling up the flames, gonna show you what I made of. Breaking every chain that you put on me. You thought I wouldn't change, but I grew.
Got a good sound, man.
Yeah, it does.
Cause I will never be
Jonathan Waugh.
This fire, this fire's keeping me alive. Making me believe I
good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good.
You know, I was told it's country, but it doesn't really sound country to me.
No, it's alternative pop that we do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
By the way, you're very talented.
Very cool. Are you
Thank
in?
You so
are,
much.
You, are you in Nashville? Do you live in Nashville or what?
No, man. I live in Montreal. My wife and I bought a little farm out there. We're settled up in Montreal, but I was living. Just prior to that, I was living in a van out in Los Angeles, California, on Malibu, right by the PCH, and living with my dog, and I was writing songs, and Keep Me Alive, the one you just played, was I was just that girl from my record label, Warner Music, at the time. I was there for about 5-6 years, and I was in a weird, weird place, man, trying to figure out if music, after doing music for about 15 years, if I should keep going. And I just wrote this song, Keep Me Alive, and it just took off a couple of years ago and changed my life and kind of turned my career around, which is awesome.
300 million views.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wild.
Hey, Jonathan, listen, I got a question for you. Again, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here in Denver. You know, your dad, huge here, Patrick Waugh, big Hall of Famer,
you might
everything,
have heard
right?
Of him.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Jonathan, why aren't you playing hockey?
Well, listen, man. When I was around 6 or 7, I was living out in Denver and going to school at St. Mary's Academy. And my mom bought me my first drum, my first guitar, and I've always wanted to play music. I played my junior hockey in Quebec. I was in, like, the Sidney Crosby years. Music was just something I really wanted to do for so long. And I called up my dad and said, Dad, after this year, I think I'm going to switch from hockey to music. And he's like, you're crazy, man.
Hey, 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 hey. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, Jonathan. I mean, we're a laid back show, but we're not that laid back.
Am I not allowed to swear?
No, you can't say that. No. You can't use that word.
Yeah, it's called the FCC. Oh, yeah,
okay. I apologize.
So he says you're
in Canada,
crazy.
In Canada, all is allowed.
Yeah,
no, you Canadians. Yeah, what are you trying to make us lose our license? What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
I apologize. Sending you love. Sending
all right.
You love.
Okay.
I apologize.
All right. Start over.
That
Jonathan.
Was scary. I hope that button
Jeepers.
Worked.
Well, I pushed it, so
okay.
It's on the station.
Okay.
If it didn't work.
Someone should have told me that at 7 a.m.
No,
in the morning. I had no idea.
You can't talk like that on the air.
It's an FCC thing called.
Didn't your daddy teach you better?
Anyway, so where we were is that
he tried to show me how to save pucks, but that didn't work.
Yeah.
I took some music.
Okay, all right. All right.
Well, jeez. Puck rhymes with, and so that's, right. That's what he meant to say.
Yeah.
let me play. I'm going to play part of this song again because it's got a really
good
sound
good.
To
yeah,
it, dude.
Good.
Thank you, guys.
No, I mean, I did not
Legal
expect
Libre, that's my I think it's my seventh album in Korea. I've been doing this for about 20 years now. And wow. I've never come to Denver to play music, so I'm super excited for the first time coming to the Marquee Theater on the 18th. And I'm pumped to come, you know, see my old friends and family, and I'm just really excited, man.
Yeah, we're pumped for you. We may give away tickets to see you. if that's possible.
That'd be awesome.
Anyway, when we first heard about you, we were told that you were coming out of Nashville, you were doing country music, and there were a lot of things that were said that weren't accurate, okay? But I guess you're, you know, some of your labels coming out of there. But, man, listening to this music, it's not country at all, and it's very catchy.
Catchy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Got a good hook to it. All right, here we go. Okay. Jonathan Waugh, and listen to this music.
Fueling up the flames, gonna show you what I made of. Breaking every chain that you put on me. You thought I wouldn't change, but I grew on you. Cause I will never be what you wanted. This fire, this fire's keeping me alive.
The Marquee Theater. It's going to be on April 18th. How do people get tickets, Jonathan?
They can go to my website, jonathanwaughofficial.com, or I think probably on the website of the Marquee Theater. I'm sure you can get them there as well.
April 18th. And now, I do have a question. This is a hard-hitting one. What was it like being called Jonathan Roy your whole life?
Oh, man. I'm proud of who my dad is, you know?
No, but you know everybody got the name wrong. No, everybody got the name wrong. Like Mr. Roy, and you're like, it's Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it never bothered me 1 second. I think sometimes in some places it's easier to just say Roy and give into that.
You guys
did good. You guys did good, so I'm all good with it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right, maybe when you get into town, you can come by and see us. We'd love to meet you.
Man, I'll come in with a guitar and play a couple songs for you guys anytime. I'd love that.
We'd love to have you in here. Bring Dad, too.
No
Carson
problem.
Wants an autographed jersey.
All right. I think he's struggling with the New York Islanders right now. I don't know if he has.
Yeah, it's having a rough go. It's okay.
Cheap shot. All right. Hey, Jonathan. Good luck to you, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we will see you on April 18th.
It's a pleasure,
again.
Guys.
It's at the Marquee Theater. There you go.
All right, we look forward to seeing you.
Thank you for helping out, man. Really appreciate it.
Jonathan Waugh, right there. And, you know, Patrick Waugh's son, big name here in Colorado, obviously.
Good.
And so we'll see what happens. He's going to come to town on the 18th, and that should be a good show. So get your tickets.
Filthy mouth, though.
Yeah.
Filthy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Filthy mouth.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get it for free. Get the podcast after the program today. Let's see. The girls are home. They're back. They're back. They're back. They're back. We just talked to Jonathan Waugh of Patrick Waugh, who is big name here in Colorado.
He is so funny. Jonathan Waugh is so funny because to me, he just embodies Boulder, right? Yeah. Like he's like, yeah, dude, I was like in Malibu, just, you know, playing in my guitar. I mean, in my van along the beach. I'm like, you know, your dad's Patrick Waugh. You can stay in a hotel. But he's like van life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
It's just so funny. It's like, I mean, here it is. And that, I love these stories, right? Because your dad is huge, has millions and millions of dollars, but you live the simple life along the beach, right? And nobody knows your dad is Patrick Waugh. Nobody. And then you have that one person that's mean to you and you're like, you don't know who I am. Right?
And I think it's pretty cool that he decided somewhere in life that hockey just wasn't it for him.
Exactly.
He was going to do music no matter what, right?
Exactly.
And he made that decision because, I mean, your dad's footsteps are really difficult to follow in. When it's Patrick Waugh, right?
Patrick Waugh, yeah.
All right, speaking of which, the Avs are in the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay, so they're all set.
We're playing Dallas in the first round, but we don't know when it's going to start. Right. The playoffs start on the 19th, but it could be the 19th or the 20th that we start.
Nuggets sewed it up yesterday. They're in the playoffs.
Yep.
Oh,
yep. Wow.
In the playoffs. They come in. They won yesterday, which put them into the playoffs. They're going to play either next Saturday or Sunday,
they're
somewhere in there.
Saturday at 1:30 against the Clippers.
We're having I interrupted. Go ahead. What?
Saturday here at 1:30 against the Clippers.
Yeah. We're having a good sports year.
We are.
You know?
Well, except the Rockies.
Oh,
they blow. Yeah.
But we kind of expect that, right?
Yeah.
We're
one.
Doing okay. Yeah. I think we're a little disappointed in the Nuggets, though, because they had to win yesterday or they had to play in the play-in games. Yeah, so I think we're a little disappointed with them. That's why they fired that coach. Yeah,
they're unbeaten without the coach now.
Yeah,
so it's awesome.
Solid.
Poor guy.
Go on a run.
Bad for them.
BJ and Jamie.
I know. For a lot of people, it's depressing right now. It's tax time. April 14th, tomorrow being tax day. If you owe, pay what you can. Get an extension, but pay whatever you can, or they're going to penalize you. There you go.
Wow. And let's say a prayer for my accountant, Ron. Dear Jesus, please help Ron. He's not having a good time.
He's a good man.
He is a very good man, but he's not very happy right now.
No.
I feel
he could use your guidance, Lord.
Every CPA right now is just like, my God.
I just got a text this morning. There's one piece of paperwork that's missing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
So now I got to find it today and get it to him for tomorrow. So, but everybody's going through this.
You're just having such a bad time. Yeah. I feel bad. Our boss came in. He and I were talking about the Masters and like how every hole we were like, whoa, oh God, oh my God. Yeah. And then I realized that you weren't allowed to watch it. And it felt mean and hurtful how much the boss and I were just into the Masters. And I mean, the amazing turns and twists and all of it was just insanity. And I mean, just they're calling it the biggest, best Masters in all time of history.
Well, don't tell me who wins. I'm going to go watch the replay today. Okay. So don't tell me. I know it's not out there. Now, I wonder.
That Rory was playing for the Grand Slam and won it, and he's like one of five. I mean, it was insanity.
Now, here's what I'm asking you, Jamie. Because yesterday I didn't get to watch because of the honey-do list, I guess you could call it.
Well, and the Jesus movie.
Yeah, we had a Jesus movie I had to go to Lord of the King of the Kings or whatever it was. And so I went to that yesterday, got home, had to clean out the garage, had to work on basement stuff and blah, 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 blah. Just a list of things because we got one of those dumpsters at the house. And so you got to, you know, you only got it for 10 days. You got to work on it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I did yesterday. Now, here's the thing. What really gets me is my wife has no idea to what I sacrifice order to do that. Mm-hmm. And that kind of disappoints me a lot, you know?
Yeah,
because not one word has been said, Jamie. No text this morning. No thank you when we went to bed last night. Nothing. Not one word. And that kind of is disappointing.
Because you busted your butt and missed the Masters. The greatest Masters in the history of Master tournaments.
And from the time that we went to IHOP to the Jesus movie to cleaning the garage and the basement, I never even mentioned the Masters.
No, you didn't.
Never mentioned it one time to her. And I don't think she realizes this morning the sacrifice I made.
And I don't think that they make a Hallmark card for this.
No.
Thank you for missing the Masters to watch a Jesus movie.
They should. Because it did happen.
I mean, I honestly, BJ, I can't believe you missed it. And I know I'm joking you about it, but it really was amazing. I'm sorry.
I'm sure it was.
It was good. And I only watched it so I could keep up with your conversation today.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big golfing watching person. But then once I got into it, I couldn't stop. It was a soap opera. It was so amazing. I mean, they even did a chart. They did these chart of like spaghetti, you know, strings of showing how ebb and flowed, how crazy it was. This guy was up and then this guy. And
just
then,
a roller coaster.
Oh my God. It was so good.
Just crazy. Just crazy.
And then all of a sudden you think that Rory owns it, right? You think he's going to win it.
Yeah.
And then he goes into the sand.
Slump.
On 17, he goes into the sand.
No.
Yes. Yeah, and then now
we call it the beach.
Yeah, well, he went there, and then all of a sudden, now that other dude has a chance to win, and now they're neck and neck. They're tied, and they have to go to sudden playoff.
Oh, who wins?
Rory McIlroy.
I know
Rory McIlroy. He's so stiff. He's not full of personality. Yeah. Although you will tear up if you watch it later. He like lays on the ground and he's just bawling because he won the Grand Slam.
Yeah,
he's one of like five in the world.
Yeah. I felt like, though, just from the pictures and video I've seen this morning, I felt like his wife wasn't really happy to be there.
Yeah, I don't feel like she was either.
Because the other woman was there.
Yeah.
And whenever you're in that situation.
It's just a rumor, though.
I don't know.
The CBS reporter.
They're fairly giddy with each other.
They do
so I think they did. I really do. It's Amanda. Her name is Amanda. She interviewed him after the thing. And then your wife has to sit there and watch after all these rumors flying around, you know? So I don't think she was happy to be there.
And then I am highly attracted to that Bryson DeChambeau, whatever his name is. I mean, he's very young. But, yeah, get him drunk enough. Anyway, he is smoking hot, and I looked at what he makes at Liv. They gave him a $125 million contract at Liv.
Yep.
I'd go there, too.
Yep.
I'd leave the PGA for... And I guess he dates all these college women. All college, golfers. They're only golfers, and they're like seniors, and they're hot.
How old is he?
31.
31?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Well, look at Mick Jagger.
Just saying.
Yeah, Mick Jagger.
Jagger just got engaged. He's like 82, and he got engaged to a 35-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he still made a good chunk of change just coming in, whatever, third, fourth, whatever he came in. But, yeah, he made a lot of money. So, and then Rory, he probably, I don't know what the purse was.
20 mil?
No, that's the purse. I don't know what he made.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I would say he made 7 or 8 million out of it. So.
I know this, that Nike already did a commercial. You'll see it. It's Nike already did a commercial about his green jacket being at the dry cleaner. Everybody's saying it's great, but to me, it's like, okay. It's mid.
Yeah. All right, so what about these action figures? You mentioned that to me.
Okay, so I'm sure everybody saw it over the weekend. Everybody making themselves into a Barbie and an action figure in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person that I know has done it. It's AI, because I looked for an app because I'm dumb. I thought it was an app, but it's actually AI. And so you go into AI and you say, make a Barbie of me, right? And then the Barbie asks you, like, for all your, like, Dan did it, and he had a microphone, right? And he had...
Like all your little accessories that come with it.
Yeah, headphones, and he had all the stuff.
What all do you have to say to it?
Like that.
For it to make it.
So you have to tell him your job. You have to say...
That's what I'm asking.
Accessories. Like he wanted headphones, he wanted a microphone, things like that. You have to give him your hair color. You can even send... You can even scan your picture. So they'll do an actual picture of you.
Yeah.
In your job. So it's a new trend, and people are also making action figures. But they're warning about this because they said, first of all, AI is making trends quicker than ever. So memes are going viral so fast, and it's like getting on everybody's nerves.
Yeah. Okay. My feed is full of these.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're a pain. They really are because, I mean, first, they're kind of funny, but they're not.
Funny.
But after about 4 or 5, it gets old at that point.
That's what they're saying.
You're filling up my feed.
And that's what they're saying. The problem with AI is they're making memes so quick, right? That now we're all, I kind of wanted to do it, but again, I looked for an app. I thought it was an app.
See, right? I did the same thing, and I was like, there's got to be an app. And I found a couple of them, but I was like, do I really want to download this? And also, what exactly do I have to put in?
Right.
To create this stupid action figure.
And so it's AI, and here's the thing. They're also saying, because you're taking these characters and these brands, like some people are pretending to be Messi, some people are being actual Barbie, and so it says that these people aren't getting paid, these brands, these characters, and we're all just kind of spitting on them.
All right, so when you see one, let me give you one, okay, and you tell me if this is real or not, or if some bozo has gone in there and used AI to create this by giving information to it of another person, not themselves, okay? I saw Mike Tyson over the weekend, all right? So it's an action figure. Mike Tyson got his face, everything, and then it's got a partially bitten ear.
Yeah,
it's got a boxing glove. You know, and then it's got some weed.
Did he do that?
I don't know. Okay. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think that, because there's a lot of parodies on there.
It depends who posted it. I guess if he posted it, then he did it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you can go in there and do one of somebody else, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's AI. And
that's what's going on.
They're saying that they're stealing brands and they're stealing characters and they're not giving them any money. But here's the craziest part. I didn't realize how much electricity AI generates when you do any of these things. It says that AI in 1 year generates more electricity than 117 countries in 1 year.
I don't get it.
It uses so much electricity to run the computers to make the thing.
One stupid
meme.
Yeah, but AI in general, not just that meme.
Yeah.
But AI in general.
What it's using.
It uses more electricity than 117 countries combined.
That's crazy. Yeah, well, you said generate. So I thought that it was generating electricity.
Oh, I apologize.
I'm like, well, that's weird.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, you knew what I meant. You see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? More than 117 countries?
I can't even think.
That's a lot of electricity AI is burning up.
And we like to suck it up, don't we? Yeah. You know, I've seen these things over the weekend, this whole Barbie doll thing with all these different characters, and I couldn't figure it out.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.